Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue and conclude a message I began on yesterday's broadcast entitled The All-Sufficient Promise. And we were looking at that wonderful word given to us in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. First of all, as we were taking apart this verse, sort of word by word, to whom is it given? To those that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Because we love God, we've given our life to Him, He's promised that He will activate this promise in our lives where everything's going to work for our good. And He's speaking to the called out ones, the beloved of God called to be saints. 2 Timothy 1:9, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And the nature of this promise is tremendous. It's great. It's all inclusive. It's comprehensive. It says all things. So that means there's not one single thing that happens to you that is not going to benefit you in some way. If you, by faith, will lay hold of that, even the work of the enemy, God can use to turn for your blessing and good. And it's active. All things are working. That means in the realm of the Spirit, things are, there's not just a static standing still, but there's continual progress by the Holy Spirit and throughout your whole life experience to bring about a good end. And we are to, by faith, lay hold of that and cooperate with Him and praise Him and thank Him, Lord. Just say, Lord, I'm glad You're with me in this trial that I can't see any purpose in it, but by faith, I know all things are working for good. And they work together. That means there's a harmony. His way is perfect. That's what the scriptures say. As for God, His way is perfect. He doeth all things well. And then, lastly, I'd like to share with you is that it is that promise is very precious. All things work together for good. And of course, I've made several references to Joseph, his life experiences. That's a classic example. In Genesis, the 50th chapter, verse 20, when he finally unveils himself, as it were, to his brothers, he says, "But as for you, ye thought evil for me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." You can remember there was a famine in the land, and God had given Joseph wisdom to store the wealth and the surplus of Egypt so that not only Egypt, but surrounding countries could be fed. And of course, that saved the people of Israel because Jacob and all his brethren came down there to dwell in Goshen. So, as Joseph, even in the most desperate situation, we must have faith in God. He will deliver in His time and in His way. Now, what is the purpose? What is this good promise the believer? Well, we have to see verse 29. And what does that say? It says that we are to be conformed, that's the goal, to the image of His Son. That's wonderful, to be conformed to the image of His Son, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren, even the bad, the trying things that happen to you, God is harmonizing for your good, because what is His goal? It's to bring you, as well as me, to perfection in His presence. Ephesians 1:4 declares, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. A few other scriptures I'll share with you. Ephesians 5:27, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's talking about the church, the body of Christ. Jude 24 says, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So, beloved, God's eternal plan was to create for Himself a family modeled upon His unique Son. Before the world began, He intended this destiny for those whom He had made the objects of His personal care and love and concern. Believers are those whom God foreknew. This means that God not only knows what we're going to do, but implies a meaningful relationship with a person based on God's choice in eternity before the worlds began, before creation. And again, looking at just one more word, all things work together for good to them who love God, who are called. We know, it says we know. That's how that promise begins. And what does that declare? That declares an absolute confidence in faith. We know because we know the faithfulness of the God in whom we trust. Faithful is He that has promised. Believers know, Paul said, of the certainty of our sanctification. Doesn't that take a lot of pressure off? Doesn't that just relieve you of spiritual stress to know that all you need to do is conform, all you need to do is submit, and God takes charge, He takes authority over the actual development and progress. All you have to do is just submit and cooperate with Him. He, you know, this knowledge that we have is gained by spiritual perception. We know intuitively, though we may not always fully understand or sense it experientially, God is at work within you. And because we know, our hearts then can be kept in perfect peace. And that peace can sustain us regarding whatever present things are before us, as well as things to come. My grace is sufficient for thee. What a precious, wonderful promise that is it not? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as I'm not going to go into any further scripture right now, and as I wait before the Lord, we'll see what the Lord has for the next broadcast. But in the few minutes that remain, I would just like to encourage you in the Lord that with whatever things are in your life, God is in control. He knows about those burdens and those concerns you've placed on His altar, and He is moving. We may not see in the realm of the Spirit to understand all God is doing. I can think of many times years ago that we prayed and prayed for a particular situation, and it wasn't until later that we saw God indeed was on the move. He was preparing things on the other end so this work could be accomplished, that it was all part of His process. Why? Because He deals in this natural realm. Yes, He deals in the realm of the Spirit, but many times our particular requests involve this natural world, and so that means He has to position people and circumstances and places. He has to bring things in order, in line, so that we can see our prayers answered. Amen. So often, I mean, someone might be, for just an example, needing a job, and they could be getting somewhat discouraged, and they just happen to walk into a place, or they submit their resume, and it's, you know, it's an opening that just occurred, and they're perfect for the opening. Well, do you suppose that was just coincidence? No, it was God's timing in all those events. And when you really meditate on it, it's somewhat mind-boggling, except of course he's God. He can arrange all these things. And you know, I found it's never just one thing he's doing at a time. He has a multiplicity of purposes. Many different things are actually simultaneously occurring, and it's just, well, mind-boggling and awe-inspiring when we begin to get a little glimpse of all that he's doing. Praise God. Let me just pray for you as we bring the broadcast to a close. Father, I thank you for every person, every individual. And Lord, I ask that this promise we've been looking at, all Romans 8:28, all things work together for good, will become such a reality in our lives. Lord, we can affirm that readily when we're on the mountaintop, when things are going well. But Lord, when we're in the heat of a battle, when the waters seem to flood and overwhelm us, when we're in the midst of the fire, Lord, we ask by the Holy Spirit you would quicken the reality of this truth to us in Jesus' name. And Lord, in every circumstance right now, every trial that's facing your beloved, Lord, I just take authority over the works of darkness, and I release the blessings and the provisions of Almighty God, that you would be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. For my beloved, I've not forgotten one thing that you've brought to my throne in prayer. Because you've not seen the fulfillment of your desire does not mean that I'm not working. Some things are actually in process. Be patient and you shall see them come to pass. Others are for an appointed time. In all things rejoice, knowing your heavenly Father loves you greatly and has only the best for you. I do not withhold, but give you freely all things that pertain to life and godliness, says the Lord, who daily watches over your steps. I watch over your pathway, and that your feet would not slip from the path that I have ordained for you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Holy Spirit. Thank you for blessing and strengthening every listener. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.